Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, talk to me about immigration. Are we ever going to have immigration reform in this country? And if we're not, maybe you could explain to all of us why things are going so slowly. The Senate comes up with a perfectly reasonable pathway to citizenship. The House, you serve in the House, the other guys in the House, the Republicans, seem to be not on our watch. What's going on?
What is going on is that, you know, there is a group of extremists in the House of Representatives who want to blow this up. And just so people understand what we're talking about here, you know, this is, we have 68 members of the United States Senate, members of both parties, coming together and saying, look, we can secure the border, we can spend more money than ever on border patrol and on security measures and use of technology, we can increase deportations, they're already at record highs, we can keep doing that, we can do all the enforcement things that the conservatives have always wanted. And you know what? Sign me up. Let's do it. We can also verify the workforce. We can make sure that corporations that are trying to get an unfair advantage or hiring people who aren't here legally can be accountable for that. Sign me up for that, too. What we also need is we need an earned path for people to get right with the law, to pay their debt, to pay their dues, get in the back of the line, learn English, obey our laws, and over time earn a path to legalization and citizenship so that we can get people paying taxes, contributing to Medicare and Social Security, growing our economy, creating jobs. And that's what's at stake. This is the single most important thing Congress is doing this year. If the Republican leadership in the House just put the Senate bill on the floor, it would have 300 votes and would sail through. But you got this Tea Party tail wagging this dog saying, you know, we can't do anything on this.
Because if we don't, we're going to get a primary from the Tea Party.
Well, I think there's a variety of reasons. I mean, a lot of these guys just don't believe it. A lot of them don't believe in America that is growing and that is diverse and that is, you know, and that is young and energetic and throwing off jobs. They believe in sort of stopping progress because they're afraid that if we let people pay their debts and get right with the law, that, you know, that the millions of new people will become citizens, and that represents a change that is scary to some people. I personally don't understand it. I think this is
well. What you're really saying, Sean, I just want to interrupt for a second, is that the Republicans are afraid that if they get right with the law and they get to vote, they're going to vote Democratic.
Maybe. Look, I don't know, but I don't know why you'd assume that. I think. Well, look.
I can assume it from the last election.
I think. Well, let me tell you. I think immigrants would be far less likely to vote Democratic if the Republicans had a vision for how to grow the country and you know, increase immigration, which is frankly how we have always grown, how we have always rejuvenated ourselves and created new energy and new industries and new opportunity. It is, at its heart, it is the fundamental notion of what
America is. While I agree with you, and let us just say I'm going to play the devil's advocate for a minute here, because I certainly do agree with your approach. They're going to say you're rewarding people who got into the country illegally, and now you're giving them amnesty.
Well, if that were true, I would agree with them. It's not. You know what we are definitely not rewarding people. We are saying, pay your debt. There is a consequence to breaking the law. You must pay a fine. You must wait. You must get in the back of the line. There's all kinds of other conditions on you. You're going to have to learn our language. You're going to have to be free of any criminal activity. There are conditions, and there is a debt to be paid. So like any law breaking, like any wrongdoing, we must hold people accountable. It's very important to me. I agree with conservatives on this. We cannot reward people who break our laws and who come here illegally. Having said that, you got 68 members of the Senate in people in both parties saying, here's a good compromise where we can have, and a great bill for our country, where we can secure our borders. Really, no kidding. We're going to spend tens of billions of dollars securing the border. We already have net negative immigration to Mexico, meaning more people are leaving than are coming in. We have record high deportations, and we're going to keep doing all that and more. And we can verify the workforce by holding accountable employers who are trying to get an unfair advantage, who are either exploiting workers or breaking our laws too. But my goodness, let us come together and say, for the tens of millions of people, particularly the kids who came here through no fault of their own, who want to work here, who want to create jobs here, who want to pay taxes here, contribute to Social Security, Medicare, want to grow our country, let's figure out a way to have them pay their debt, get in the back of the line, meet a bunch of conditions, learn English, and become citizens, but earn that. And we've got to do it. We've got to do it this year.
Look, I'm feeling guilty about having to play the other side here. But
Alan, I've always thought of you as a reactionary conservative.
But the fact of the matter is, let's say you have 12 million illegal people here, or undocumented people, better word, in the country. The real issue, of course, is they're not leaving. And it's not that you don't want to reward lawbreakers, because after all, let's face it, there are people all over Mexico who would have loved to come to the United States, didn't do it, and then are not going to be eligible for this program. And so that's the other side to this, isn't it? And it's that you have all of these people and you've got to find a way to resolve the problem because they're not leaving.
You're right. And I think if you ask people in the Hudson Valley, like I do, what we should do about this, everybody understands it's not realistic to try to round up and deport 10 or 11 million people. And by the way, you know, one size doesn't fit all. If you're talking about criminals, yeah, round them up and deport them. If you're talking about people dealing drugs, round them up and deport them. If you're talking about kids who came here when they were five and have been in school and are getting great grades and who want to, you know, build a family here, get work here, start a business here, you know, there should be a path to citizenship. And it ought to be earned, but it ought to be there. And so this is, I think, a very, very important moment. And I hope everybody lets their representatives know in Washington that they want us to fix this problem. You know, the biggest surprise to me coming to Congress has been that there are so many people in this Congress who would rather fight than fix, who would rather have a big argument than get together and work it out. And I just think if you look in area after area, whether it's immigration or whether it's the budget deficit or whether it is things like our infrastructure and investing in infrastructure, this delay, this gridlock, this fighting is costing us because the perfect solution is at odds with something that is good enough to get us moving. And I want to get us moving. I want to grow this economy. I want to create jobs. I want people in the Hudson Valley to look at their kids and say, you're going to be able to afford this house when you get to be my age. You're going to be able to get to college and be able to pay off your loans in a reasonable time at a reasonable rate. There's going to be work here. This is going to be the kind of place you can live and raise a family. And the decisions we're making, from immigration to the budget to infrastructure and everything else, matter. And delay is killing us, and we need to get working.
Now, Sean, you said something not that long ago that I was really impressed by, which I think about a lot as a political scientist, and which I try to explain to students. But you said, if the immigration bill came to the floor and it was allowed to go forward, the Senate passed bill, it would get 300 votes out of 435. So the fact of the matter is it would pass. And the only way it won't pass is if the leaders don't let it go to the floor and protect their guys, because they would have to vote for it because we're a nation of immigrants and because of all the political consequences. It's got to bother you the way that it bothers me that you can't get an up or down vote.
Yes, it does bother me, and it should bother people listening. And the only way it's going to change is if as citizens we demand change, and people got to get involved. I mean, people ask me all the time, you know, what are you doing in this gridlock? And you know, I tell them, but I also say, what are you doing in this gridlock? Mm. I mean, I need help. And if you look at what's going on in the Senate, it's a sorry state of affairs that the Senate, with all of the filibuster rules and all the ways the minority can slow things down, that the Senate is actually getting its work done. But I think it is a sad state of affairs when you look at and I hate to sound partisan, but man, if these guys are running it, you know, there is a big chair in the House of Representatives,
how do you get the word?
And one side sits in it. And right now, the Republican leadership, unfortunately, is in the clutches of a bunch of Tea Party extremists who will not allow votes on things that are supported by a large majority in the House. I mean, look at what happened with the Violence Against Women Act, held it up for 500 days. Violence Against Women Act, you know, that has critical protections for victims of violence, that provides resources to people trying to help women who are victims of domestic violence. Held up for 500 days and then passed with 300 votes. That's ridiculous.
Sean Patrick Maloney, we are out of time. The next round, when you come back, we'll have lots more to talk about. It's always great to see you enter into vigorous defense of your positions, and I appreciate it very much.
Alan, thanks for what you do. Nice talking to you.